Hello and welcome to another episode of the podcast industry. As always, before we get started, I just want to tell you about Podgo. If you're a podcaster and haven't heard about this already, Podgo connects small podcasts to advertising opportunities so you get immediately connected with advertisers that fit your audience. And if you're a member on Podgo, be sure to check out our new features where you can cash out your account balance and join us on Discord to talk about everything happening in the podcast world. And now, let's start the show. Hello, and welcome to the podcast industry. I'm your host, David. Once again, thank you so much for joining me. Today, we have another great conversation. The guest we have today is Brian Barletta. He is the buzzword of Sounds Profitable, which is a weekly newsletter that covers the podcast ad tech industry. I thought he was a perfect person to talk to when it comes to Podgo, considering that we are an ad platform for podcasters. And it was just great to have a conversation with him about everything happening in podcasting. I think sometimes we take for granted how small the podcast industry is. So it was really great to be able to talk to Brian about really everything happening. So without further ado, here's my interview with Brian Barletta. Brian, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, you know, for those of you listening in, Brian is the, do you call yourself the editor-in-chief or founder?
The buzzword of Sounds Profitable. No, I don't take it too seriously. I'm the only one here. It's James Cridlin helping out on the Pod News side, but I am Sounds Profitable.
So I always wonder, because I get my news from Sounds Profitable, how do you get your news?
Oh God, asking questions, talking to people. My calendar is full of probably about 6 hours every single day talking to as many people in the space as possible, whether they reach out to me or I reach out to them. And, you know, it's a lot of it is conversations with people that'll spark an idea. Or the other is, now that I have the podcast finally live, I'll dig into something. I'll be, why doesn't that work how I thought I did? And so I'll just dive into that idea. But honestly, it's a lot of conversations. You forget how much you know until someone asks you a question and you have to think about how to explain it. So I think that that's been really great. I mean, the whole purpose of Sounds Profitable is to be a sales engineer to everybody. I want to break down podcast ad tech to everyone, because it is accessible. You just got to want to learn it.
Yeah, I was talking to someone recently about the podcast space, and I was explaining something about hosting services, and they were like, what do you mean? Like, they put it out to different players, and I was like, well, there's an RSS feed, and I was like, oh yeah, most people don't know, like, what an RSS feed is.
Yep. Yeah, there's some things that are easy to just gloss over. We don't think about too much because we're in the space, but with the goal of trying to make it as accessible as possible for people outside to come in, because me and you have a very similar mindset, right? More money in the space means more creators creating things.
Yeah.
And more money begets more money, right? That's a great way to grow it. So when we talk about these things, when we say the RSS, when we say dynamic ad insertion, all these things, we're gonna break it down a bit further and just, you know, I like to explain that, like, downloading a podcast is like grabbing a file off of Dropbox.
Yeah, exactly. I thought you were going to say that you had, like, a Google Word set up to understand your podcast, and that's how you got your news.
You know, it's so funny. I've been spending time with more and more with James Cridlin and learning a lot from him. And the more popular Sounds Profitable gets, the more people tell me about news before I would have read it in a newsletter or found it from a Google alert or anything like that. I probably spend about an hour and a half every day reading and catching up on the stuff that people send me or the things that I find. But I think the fortunate part for me is I'm not a daily newsletter. I would die. I would 100, if I had to give my opinion like Evo does, Evo Terra podcast pontification on a daily basis, or cover news with Pod News, how they're doing it on a daily basis, I would not be able to survive. My luxury is the fact that I got a week to think about what I'm going to write about next, look at what's going on, figure out what's timely, or just topics that I've wanted to dig into for a while.
I feel the same way about a daily podcast. I record this, you know, release it about once a week and maybe record a few back to back and, you know, then release some every other week. But, you know, a daily podcast is a lot to keep up with.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more power to those people. I'm thoroughly impressed.
On our podcast with James, he spoke about his advice to podcasters was not to speak to the audience, but speak to the individual. Never say something like, "Hello, everybody," because that makes an acknowledgement of you're talking to a group and not a single person. What would be your advice for a podcaster, either experienced podcaster or a new podcaster in the space?
Oh, man. Well, because I like to stay in the ad tech lane and advertising lane, I think my focus would be don't get into podcasting to make money from the start unless you're intending to spend money from the start. Because I think that right now, if I said to you like, "Oh, I want to get famous for streaming on Twitch or YouTube. I want to play video games for a living," right? You would laugh at me because there's so many people there and I have to buy the right equipment and I have to be cool and I have to build a community. And there's so many steps and so much investment that the average person just playing a game can't do that. So for the people getting into it, you need to just really figure out your goal. Is this, you know, just for fun? Is it to make coffee money? Dinner with your partner money, car payment money, mortgage payment money, full-time job money? And then you need to invest as much as you're looking to make in the first year, I would say, for advertisement, for equipment build up, for editing, for mentorship, all of these different things. So it's okay to just have a podcast for fun, but nobody's entitled to advertisement. Nobody's entitled to revenue for it. You need to work at it and put the same intensity and effort into it that the advertisers are going to put into when they bring you an ad.
Yeah, but if you want an ad, Podgo is out there for you.
Yeah, I'm so glad we had a chance to talk about that more before this this conversation. Like it's really neat to learn about Podgo. I think there's, you know, I focus on the tech and I'm very tech focused because of the fact that I think it adds such value. But I'm talking a lot to the higher level people, the people that are getting a paycheck and a 401k from the podcast industry.
Exactly.
And that technology is really important when you're engaging with $1 million ad deals, right? But I don't think that podcast ad tech is critical for everybody. And I think that, you know, a piece of advice I'd given previously was you don't have to have an ad strategy from day one. You can always go back and do it and you can always improve it. And there's no one has ever said like, "Hey, you can only use this solution." Even if you picked some weird post-apocalyptic partner that said only dynamic ad insertion, right now in the middle of this episode, I can go, this episode is sponsored by Sounds Profitable. You check it out at soundsprofitable.com and sign up for the newsletter to learn more about podcast ad tech. That's a baked in ad. That's in there unless you go out of your way to edit it. And so you can do that and you can do dynamic ad insertion and you could do announcer read and host read and all these different things. There is a solution for everyone. And Podgo, what you've explained to me about it is really neat. Connecting people together is attractive. Creating additional avenues for advertisers to come into the space is fantastic. I personally think that advertisers want to come in and should come in with a higher investment. I think that dipping toes can be difficult for them. But you've clearly proven that there's value in it and providing that channel. Now, that is a really neat thing. Right? That's taking advantage of the fact that there are people out there who aren't ready to do $1 million buy. And that's taking advantage of the fact that there are publishers out there that want to just make a few bucks or just feel cool from being associated with an advertiser that they're comfortable reading an ad read for. So congratulations to you on that. I'm really proud of what you've done there and I'm excited to continue watching it.
Yeah, thanks. You know, it's all thanks to the Podgo community. But, you know, you talked about, you know, podcasters understanding their why. You know, why are they doing this? Why are they getting into podcasting? Or why do they want to make money from it? We asked members a survey question about, you know, what statement better encapsulates why you want advertisements? And we had choice one be because I want to make money. And the second one is because I want to be validated for my work. And the answer was a 50-50 split. 50% said I want to make profit, 50% said I just want to be validated for my work, which I thought was one of the more interesting results from that survey of most people just want to be validated for their work.
100%. And there's something cool about it that my small podcast gets to have an advertisement from it for Casper Mattress or whatever it is, right?
Yeah, like exactly.
It just feels neat. You feel like part of it. And the podcast community, no matter how small you are, is neat. Like, podcast movement evolutions in February of last year. Yeah, February of last year before the world ended.
Yeah.
It was so cool watching like the CEO of iHeart podcast division sit next to someone who just like released their 12th episode. Like the world can be that small.
Well, and it's also that on podcasting, right? Because podcasting is democratized. If we, you know, this podcast is going to be right next to all the major platforms and all the major publishers on wherever you listen to podcasting, because that's the cool thing. If I went out and recorded a new CD, or if I recorded a movie or a TV show, it wouldn't be in the movie theater. It wouldn't be on network television, but this podcast will be exactly where every other podcast is listened to.
Yeah. And that's what I really like about it, because you get a little bit of a custom feel to it, right? Like I would, like you said, with the openness and all of that, like everybody has a different way to experience podcasts, but it's open. So we can all experience it very similar. Like what's your favorite podcast app?
Podcast app. I have been listening a lot to Apple Podcasts, but I will plug a new partner, Good Pods. If you're listening to this podcast on Good Pods, be sure to give us 5 stars.
There you go. I love it. Good Pods is a great example. That's an awesome one there. I went through and I downloaded all of them and I just play around with them, right? I find different ways and different things that I like about each of them, and I'm going to get to pick one that matches the style of what I want for it. And that's such a neat part about podcasting, right? All the content is in one central place and there are so many different ways to access it. And we have not cracked yet the best way to access all of it. We haven't cracked the best discovery or the best interaction. But what's cool about it is anybody can just jump in and do that. And everybody who jumps in and does that has access to that full pool of podcasts, which your podcast is one of.
Yeah.
And so those people get to experience that. And the space is neat. I tell everybody that the people in podcast ad tech could go make probably 50% more money and work less hours, go working in another ad tech space. But there's something cool about podcast ad tech and something cool about podcasting in general that we just don't get in other spaces.
Yeah, I think it's also the intimate nature of, like, you're in someone's ear. You're literally having this conversation with a person. I'm having a one-on-one conversation with you in your ear, and I feel like advertisers can really tap into that intimate nature. What's the coolest ad tech or, you know, ad insert that you've seen that has tapped into that intimate nature of somebody listening via their headphones, or you know you have their attention?
I mean, I think on my podcast, I do some creepy things, not intentionally creepy, but to kind of show you what it can do. I can talk to you and say, like, thank you for subscribing to this podcast because I know based on when it was downloaded, or thank you for listening on Spotify because I know all these different things. Like, there's a lot of opportunity there. And I think that has been really fun to just show people what the targeting is. But I've got all these cool ideas and dreams to explore creative things. I'm a big Dungeons and Dragons nerd and tabletop RPG nerd. And like, how cool would it be if in the middle of a podcast with dynamic ad insertion, we were able to just do, like, I add my voice in there and it's like radio static. And it's like, what's going on, David? You're not there anymore. I can't hear you. And then someone's transmission breaks in and it's an ad, but that ad is content. And it's very much not like, find us on Apple Podcasts, but they say the right words. So you know it's a podcast and you know to check it out where you know to get podcasts. And then it comes back in. Like, podcast ad tech is awesome to earn money and it's awesome to track success. It's also awesome from a creative side.
Yeah.
And I'm going to push the limits as much as I can with my little nerd side of the corner, but I'm excited to see, you know, big companies like Jar Audio or Pacific Content or Frequency Media, all these creative shops, really do cool things with it.
Yeah, you know, talking about Dungeons and Dragons, I didn't realize that tabletop podcasts were a big thing of people just talking about their quests, their journeys during their role-playing games. And I was like, man, this is a bigger genre than I ever expected it to be. And I really didn't know that till I started Podgo. And people started applying. So, you know, we have a few podcasts on there that are, you know, Dungeons and Dragons games just going on at any time. And I'll listen to that occasionally and listen what's going on. And it's cool to see the audience that they've fostered. It's kind of like every corner of the internet has their own podcast and every corner of the internet has their own little community. So it's cool to see people kind of rally behind these podcasts.
You know, in the rare time that I actually make it to my gym to work out, I'll put on an audiobook and I'll be bored with it in a few minutes because every word they pick is so specific. So if I lose my train of thought, I have to rewind and listen to it. And it feels empty and hollow because it's a book being read to me. And I'll put on these Dungeons and Dragons podcasts and these other ones because it's like sitting in a conference and listening to people talk around you. It's like being in a coffee shop. It's like being at a bar. It's like being at a game store, all these different things. And, you know, it sounds goofy, but sometimes it just makes you feel involved. And all these cliches that we're saying, like, they're real, right? You know, they're there for a reason. We're in a rough time as a country and a society. And so to be able to find a place where you fit in, and podcasting doing that for a lot of people, I'm not ashamed to say that podcasting has been very good for my mental health during this pandemic.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's kind of like you find your friends in a TV show or movie, and same with podcasting. You just become a level of comfort of somebody having that dialogue with you, even though it's one-sided.
Yeah.
So you spoke about the creative shops and how you're excited to see that progress. I think it's interesting that podcast ads are kind of in its infancy of, you know, advertisers are just realizing the right buzzwords, you know, the creative things that they can do with the industry and with the landscape. But I feel like we need to get over these copies that are like, today's episode is brought to you by blank, 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 code is blank. Thank you so much for listening. Back to the show. And I feel like that's where we're headed, where it's going to be these advertisers that really understand how to tap into these audiences and really make it more specific so that it actually piques the interest of a listener. So it's not just an interruption, like we saw what happened in radio, where you don't listen to the radio ads. They kind of just drone on in the background and you're like, okay, my music stopped. And I feel like podcast is headed to that of some advertisers aren't going to understand the medium, but a few of them and a few of the ad agencies are really, really, really going to understand the medium, and their understanding, I believe, will really show in their results.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I mean, I think that we need to remember that every part of a podcast is about entertaining and providing content for the listener, and the ad doesn't have to be excluded from that. If your ad is an interruption, then people are going to tune out. Like, my son doesn't know what commercials are. Right? He doesn't listen to radio. He doesn't watch regular terrestrial TV. So in podcasting, when there's an ad, what he knows is that he can skip it. You know, this is like his only form of ads right now. And so, but when that ad's interesting and compelling and the person is passionate and they're talking about their own experience and it doesn't feel scripted and it changes a little bit from episode to episode, or it's a story, it's additive, and you do it as a pre-roll, mid-roll, and a post-roll to say a little bit about, you know, like, you know, here's a cool little thing about an adventure. And we're going to dig into this a little bit more. And then you come back and it's just like, here's the mid part of the story and here's the end. And if you're interested, we do this as a podcast. Like, people want to be entertained. The Super Bowl, people get excited about ads. Podcast ads should have the same intensity and excitement as a Super Bowl ad, because then people are talking about it. They're sharing it. They're listening to it. They're engaging with your product. They're engaging with your podcast. So many options.
A lot of times I will not skip an ad just because my phone's in my pocket or my phone's across the room. And I feel like some advertisers know that with a mid-roll ad. They're like, yeah, they're not going to skip it because their phone isn't near them and they're not going to do it. They're just going to wait the minute or so. But you're right. I think that it definitely can drive excitement. And I feel like there's a few ads that I've, especially with the comedy podcasts, some of them, especially my early days of listening to podcasting, they were the first ones to really bring some humor into the ads. And you're like, okay, they're going off script right now. Like they're actually, you know, bringing this into the content that they're providing you, which is, you know, as long as you can relate it to what the listener wants, right?
Yeah, I think that's really important.
It's interesting that there's a whole generation that, you know, grew up on Netflix that never had ads and didn't really watch cable TV, so they didn't have ads. And there's a whole generation that has kind of shunned away from ads.
Yeah, and I think it's going to have an interesting impact, right? Because I think that ads can be impactful to people if they're entertainment. I mean, I'm sure there's jingles from advertisements that you're used to hearing from when you were a kid. So, like, that's really important to keep in mind. Like, advertising does work. But there's so many different ways to go about it, right? An ad can be a sponsorship. You know, this entire episode is brought to you ad-free by State Farm, right? That's neat, right? You give a little bit of information, you say it there. It's like when you go into Hulu and before they did their full ad-free version, it was just like, hey, do you want to watch this 10-minute ad at the beginning? of this episode, or do you want to get 50 ads during your episode? You're just like, yeah, 10 minutes. If it's entertaining, you watch some of it. If not, you press play and walk away. And so there's, we need to think outside the box. We need to remember that sponsorship is different than advertisement, right? Sponsorship is an endorsement. It's an encouragement. It's a support. It's less about the individual numbers. Advertisement is, I want to know the cost per thousand impressions. I want to generate this type of return, all of those different things. I think that podcasting is a creative area, and we don't need to conform to standard advertisements just because that's what advertisers come to us with. You know, you're in an awesome position here that you can challenge people on that. You're just like, hey, I've already heard your ad 40 times elsewhere, and that's really cool that you want to try it with us, but why don't you take advantage of the fact that these people are all on specific niche shows that have a very specific reach, and it's not as massive as The Daily, but these people are focused. These people are committed. They're engaged. So let them talk to them that way. It's an awesome opportunity.
Yeah, maybe the next iteration of Podio will add presenting sponsorships as well.
It's not a bad idea. Honestly, for the way you do your podcast, I would throw in for all the advertisers that you're doing there that you each episode is sponsored by one of your active advertisers. Show how it works firsthand. Show the advertisers how it works. Share your revenue numbers. Share your download numbers of your podcast, and show everybody how your show works in comparison there. Show that any size, because being real, as a podcaster talking to podcasters, I'm sure mine and your podcast would be the smaller size podcasts on your network. So being able to show everybody that you can make something, there are dollars involved in it. This is how much you would make in these scenarios. It lets them know, is it worth the effort? Does it make them feel legitimate? How do they want to do it?
Yeah, we're pretty transparent with all the members about numbers and make sure that they know everything. And it's been fun to watch it grow. But one thing I always like to ask my guests is, what are you listening to? What podcasts are you listening to nowadays? And what's your recommendation? Besides, of course, the Sounds Profitable podcast.
True fact there. I do not listen to my own podcast because I have immense anxiety over it.
Do you edit it though? Or you have someone else edit it?
There are so few things that I can pass off of what I do. Like, people are like, oh, bring in more writers. And I said, well, I wish I could. I'm trying to educate people so that they can come in as guest writers. I have a friend who educates it. I have a friend who edits it. Sorry, I was looking at what podcasts I have available. I'm going to give a plug to James Cridlin and Sam Sethi for Podland News, which is so cool because Pod News tells you what's going on today in podcasting, but James actually talks about his opinion. And, you know, if you like me for podcast ad tech, James is the guy to listen to for podcasting overall because he has a strong radio background and he's got all these really great opinions and he hedges his bets appropriately, but gives you insights that's really valuable. For something a little bit dorkier, I've been really into gameplay from Lawson Media out of Australia. Very fun video game and in general gaming podcast that's about like really informative, and they interview people. They had an awesome episode with Darren Korb, who is an amazing musician who did really great work with Supergiant Studios in this game Bastion, and it was really interesting. So those would be my two recommendations. One, industry, Podland News. The other one, more for fun, gameplay.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I'll tell you right now, I'm listening to Binge Mode, where they're going through every MCU movie. That's been my guilty pleasure.
Oh, interesting. That's a great time to do that, with WandaVision messing up literally everything right now.
Exactly. I'm excited for every Friday for a new episode of WandaVision, so I have to fill it in somehow by listening to more MCU content.
Love it.
So for everyone listening at home, where can they find you?
Yeah, soundsprofitable.com is where everything is based out of. You can find the podcasts. You can find my product deep dives, which is where I like get these big companies to show us how their technology actually works so you can learn it and figure out if it's a fit for you. And then I have the podcast, the newsletter as well, and the articles are on there. It would mean the world to me if you subscribe to it. The subscriber count is how I show a little bit of value to sponsors. And the content's all for free. I'm never going to charge anyone to learn from what I'm doing, because to me, it's very, very important that everybody has the ability to pull themselves up with knowledge and education and has access to it. My sponsors allow me to do this for free. So yeah, soundsprofitable.com, and I hope you guys all find value in it.
Once again, thank you so much to Brian for taking the time to speak with us today. It was great to hear about everything happening at Sounds Profitable and really delve deep into what's happening in the podcast ad tech world. And I want to thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast today. We're bringing a lot of new content, so be sure to subscribe and rate us wherever you listen to podcasting. And if you're a podcaster, be sure to check out Podgo, where you can get immediately connected with advertisers that fit your audience. And I hope to see you next episode.